I have dominion. Shall we all rise on our feet this morning and let's give God all the praise. Let's magnify him. Let's begin to adore him again this morning for this wonderful day, wonderful week again that we are enabled to see. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your name. Somebody give him thanks for the gift of life. Thank him again for this new day. Thank him again for this wonderful week again. Father, thank you. You slept, you awoke because God sustained you. Father, blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace, for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Somebody give him all the praise for his loving kindness. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Appreciate Jesus for what he has done again. What a miracle. The miracle of seeing a new day. The miracle of seeing a new week is a great miracle. Why not appreciate him? Give him all the praise for this great miracle this morning. Thank him. Magnify him. Bless his holy name. Lord, I thank you. I give you all the praise. I exalt your name again. Even this morning, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, for the privilege of being in your house again this morning, of being in your presence. Lord, thank you. Blessed be your name. Somebody thank him again. You are alive in his presence. You are alive in his house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what he has in store for you this week. Eyes have not seen it. Any mind have not conceived it. Well, I thank you again for what you have in store, oh Lord, for me this week. Thank him. Give him all the praise, especially from this prayer altar, the blessings of approaching unto him. Lord, I say thank you for the satisfaction this morning, for the blessings again this morning of being in your presence. Lord, I say thank you. Ask for fresh grace again, even this morning, for prayer, Lord, to pray through. Jesus, grace, O Lord, to call upon you, O Lord, to the point of answers. Lord, fresh grace, I pray for. Grace for the week again. Lord, to run this race, O Lord. Father, grace to look unto you. Grace, O Lord, to wait upon you. Grace to call on you, O Lord. Help me, O Lord, this morning on the prayer altar. Somebody has for fresh help, fresh grace on the prayer altar. Lord, help me again this morning to pray through. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name for your grace, for your loving kindness. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and let's welcome the praise team.
As we honor you,
Jesus,
we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you, 'cause you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord, you are
glory, Lord,
we give you glory, Lord. your dealings. Marvelous in your way. Marvelous God, you are. I have a Savior, He'll never ever fail me. Jesus is my Savior, He'll never ever fail me. Rock of ages never ever fails. I have a Savior,
I have a Savior, He'll never, never ever fail me.
I
have a Savior, He'll never ever fail me. Jesus is my Savior, He'll never ever fail me. Rock of ages never ever fail me.
Savior.
I have a Savior, that will never.
Never.
I have a Savior,
that
will never.
He's the only dependable God. Jesus is my Savior, he'll never ever fail me.
Rock of ages, never ever fail.
I have a Savior, he'll never ever fail me. Anytime I call, he's willing to hear. Jesus is my Savior, he'll never ever fail me. Rock of ages never ever fails. I have a Savior.
I have a Savior.
Your hands
never
together.
Ever come
on. I have a Savior.
I have a Savior. He'll never fail.
Jesus.
Jesus is my Savior.
He'll never ever fail me.
Rock of ages never ever fails.
I have a Savior.
I have a Savior.
He will never. Jesus,
he'll never ever fail me. Rock of ages,
never ever fail.
When I call him, he always answers. Anytime I knock on his door, he opens for me. Jesus is my Savior, he'll never ever fail me. King of glory, never ever fails.
I have a Savior,
he will never ever, never ever.
Give Jesus a very big hand of praise and have your seat in God's presence. I have dominion. We shall commence our intercession this morning when we rise, saying, Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper a pre-Shiloh encounter by your word and the anointing. Shall we say aloud, amen? Amen. Psalms 118 verse 23, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in my eyes. Let's rise as we give thanks to God this morning. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand. We are saying, Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper a pre-Shiloh encounter by your word and the anointing. God deserves your praise. God deserves your thanks. Therefore, lift up your voice and lift up your hand. Render it to him this morning from the depth of your heart. Do it with understanding. Let God recognize your voice. Our Father, Thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by your word and the anointing. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we've returned with thanksgiving for the great multitudes gathered into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by your word and the anointing. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Saints of God, lift your voice. Lift your hand. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. We are appreciating him for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. We are thanking him for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by his word and the anointing. Therefore, reach out to God with understanding. Give him thanks with faith in your heart. Our Father and our God, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. We saw them gathered from the first to the last service. Receive the glory. Receive the praise. We give you thanks. It is your doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We also thank you for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by your word and the anointing. Thank you for the release of your word, and thank you for the impact of your anointing upon everyone gathered. Is God hearing your voice this morning? Let us reach out to God from the depth of our heart. Let us bless his name this morning. It's a commandment from God. Thanksgiving is his demand. Thanksgiving is his delight, and he deserves it. Therefore, give it to him this morning with a loud voice, with an outstretched arm. Give him thanks and praise. Our Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by your word and the anointing. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by your word and the anointing. Somebody's thanking God some more, lifting up holy voices, lifting up holy hands, appreciating our Father for the great multitudes gathered into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by his word and the anointing. Not unto us, but unto you we give glory. Our Father, we give you praise, for none can come except you draw. Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper a Priscilla encounter by your word and the anointing. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. Lift your voice and give thanks in the spirit. You can also thank him in your understanding, but do it with faith in your heart. Maroshantandelea da bantonon tandea azo sabarantana o shabantania nanantantontana mabanto mantona arwala baba bantania Ado Sosonta, Eshiada, Wabano, Losupradiana, Akobandiala Tante, Eluaradasa Zuashanta, Mabaron Tanina, Aloroswa Baban Shantanaga, Arwala Baba Tatin Nalanka, Waposa, Eala Toshandia, Apantonanzi, Eliaga Bantoroshia Barantana, Mozoko Prandiala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please have your seat in God's presence.
I have dominion. In a moment again, we shall stand and still yet give thanks to God. And we shall be saying, Father, thank you for peace and serenity all through Shiloh 2018. John chapter 14 and verse 27. It said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Please join me, stand to your feet this morning, and let's return the thanks to the God of Shiloh for the peace and the serenity enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018. Lift up your voice and let's give thanks to the Father. Let's appreciate him. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for peace and serenity enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018. Someone is lifting up his or her voice to the Father with gratitude. In your heart, let's together give thanks to the Prince of Peace. We are saying, Father,
We thank you for peace and for serenity, for calmness enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018 from the beginning to the very last day. Lift up your voice. Let's appreciate him. Let's glorify his name. The Prince of Peace, Jehovah is his name, was strong and mighty, evident all through Shiloh 2018. Therefore, let's give him thanks. Let's appreciate him. Someone is lifting up his voice. Someone else is lifting up her voice. We are saying, Father, we thank you. We thank you. This morning again, we thank you for peace and for serenity that was enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018. We glorify your name. Lift up your voice. Let's do that which is good this morning. Let's give thanks to the Father for all-around peace, all-around serenity that we enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018. Indeed, it was the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Lift up your voice. Let's give thanks to the Father. There was no cause for alarm. There was no accident, no cause for concern. All through Shiloh 2018, let's celebrate his faithfulness. Lift up your voice. Father, this morning again, we thank you. We thank you for peace, for serenity that we enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018. Someone lift up your voice. Let's appreciate him. Let's give him thanks. For when he gives peace, who can cause trouble? Let's appreciate the Prince of Peace for his evident presence all through Shiloh 2018. As we say, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for peace and serenity enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018. We give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify you. Thank you for your presence that was strong all through Shiloh. The peace enjoyed, the serenity enjoyed here in Canaan land and in all our viewing centers all around the world. We magnify you. Lift up your voice. Let's thank this God. Let's thank him consciously this morning. Let's do that which is good. Let's give him glory. We are saying, Father, we thank you for peace. We thank you for serenity all through Shiloh 2018. Lift up your voice. Magnify the Father. Lift up your voice. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's do that consciously this morning. Let's do that from the depth of our heart. Let's magnify him. We enjoyed all-around peace, all-around serenity. The Prince of Peace was manifest in our presence all through Shiloh 2018. Lift up your voice. Father, we are thanking you again this morning for all-around peace and serenity enjoyed all through Shiloh 2018. Lift up your voice. Thank him consciously this morning. You may thank him in your spirit or thank him in your understanding, but ensure your heart of gratitude is ascending to the Father this morning. Little Shaganatania Benoto Zuse Lekutaganarande Etushaga Braketenaliada. We thank you. We thank you for peace. We thank you for serenity all through Shiloh 2018. We magnify you. Father, we are grateful. We enjoyed your presence. We enjoyed your peace. We enjoyed your serenity. Blessed be your name. Someone wave those hands in gratitude one more time. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Celebrate Jesus with a big clap and please be seated.
I have dominion. Next, we are thanking God, saying, Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterized all the past Shiloh events. Obadiah, verse 17, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and there shall be healing, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Shall we be on our feet as we give quality thanks to the Lord this morning, saying, Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, breakthroughs that characterized all the past Shiloh event. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to our Father. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterized all the past Shiloh event. We return to give you all the glory. we return to appreciate you this morning. Thank you, Father, for turn around testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, all manner of breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh event. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you, Jesus. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh events. We give you praise. We thank you, mighty God, for breakthroughs, for healing, for breakthrough, for healings, for deliverances that we have experienced in the previous Shiloh. We return today to give you thanks. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh events. We have returned to appreciate you this morning. We have returned to thank you. We have returned to exalt your name for all you have done in the previous Shiloh. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh events. We give you all the praise. We bless your name. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. Father, we thank you. Lift up your voice and appreciate Jesus this morning for all he has been doing in the previous Shiloh healings, deliverances, breakthroughs. Father, we thank you. Diverse turnaround testimonies, the kind we can never number. We return to appreciate you, Jesus. We return to appreciate you. We return to give you glory. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh events. We give you all the praise. We exalt your name, Jesus. We thank you. We appreciate you. Upon Mount Zion, we have been experiencing healing. We have been experiencing deliverances. That is why we have returned today to give you praise. We have returned today to appreciate you. Father, thank you for diverse testimonies, diverse healing, deliverances, breakthrough of all kind. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh event. We give you all the glory. We appreciate you, Lord. We are not ungrateful to you. Our heart is full of joy for all you have done. Lift up your voice this morning and give him quality thanks. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. Be sure your thanksgiving is reaching out to heaven this morning. Le parakande brekatozozia. Mare parakande imbreketozozuza. Iparakakeke imbreka katozia zazoza ande kerebarande imbreketozuza. Father, we give you all the praise for diverse testimonies, diverse healing, deliverances, breakthroughs that characterize all the past Shiloh events. We give you all the praise. We bless your name. Begin to wave those hands to Jesus for all the amazing testimonies that have been recorded since the invention of the first Shiloh till date. We give you all the praise. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of our praise. Thank you and thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Please rise as we lift our voice again in thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and give God thanks intensely, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Give God thanks passionately, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers
around the world. We give you praise this morning. We acknowledge you. We celebrate and magnify you, our Father. We thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We magnify your name. We celebrate your name. Lift your voice. Give God thanks intensely. Lift your voice. Give him thanks passionately, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018. Both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you praise. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We celebrate your name. We magnify your name. We say thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018. Both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Lift your voice this morning. Lift your hands and give God thanks. Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018. Both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We magnify your name. We acknowledge your works. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. To you alone be the glory. To you alone be the honor. To you alone be all the adoration. We say thank you. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding, saying, Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and all across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We bless your name. We say thank you. We say thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Lift your hands, lift your voice, thank him intensely. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving. Father, thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. We give you praise this morning. We exalt your name. We thank you for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. To you alone be the praise. To you alone be the honor. Nikosia pralisha kataba. Nidosiklepedia. Thank you, Father, for the impact of Shiloh 2018, both at Canaanland and across all our viewing centers around the world. Wave your hands to him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. In a moment we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Acts chapter 19 verse 20 says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, let the heaven
over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019. Open up. Open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Lift up your voice and pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019. Open up for unusual revelation. Open up for unusual insight. Open up for unusual light that will impart grace on all participants. Lift up your voice and speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray, Father, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Imparting grace on all participants. Father Lord, we ask, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019, Father, let it open up, Lord, with fresh revelation, unusual revelation. Father Lord, thereby imparting grace, Lord, on all participants in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation. Open up for unusual insight. Open up for unusual light, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Imparting grace on all participants. Grace to break limits on all participants. Somebody lift up your voice and speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Father, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Imparting grace on all participants. Father, we pray, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, also pray in the spirit, but by all means, let your heart be connected in intercession. Mashande rebrokos kibaya, rebreke maya, masotomboros, lembremlobosatia, lembreke tolomorose nigaya, shandegaya, lendebrokadi, labrakayaba. Now lift up those hands in appreciation to God, because he's releasing his unusual revelation upon each and every one of his servants. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Please put those hands together for the Lord, and you may be seated.
I have dominion. In a moment, we are going to rise to pray, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications before God. And as we do so, I want us to be reminded of his word in James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, paraphrase. It said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like the wave of the sea, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. As you ask in faith today, you will receive your desire of the Lord. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices and begin to present your personal desires unto God, doing so in faith and with full confidence, being assured that what you are making request of, you are taking delivery of this morning. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Now begin to give thanks unto God, everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving. Your request is made known unto God with thanksgiving. Begin to appreciate Him. Begin to glorify Him. Thank Him for the answer to the prayer that you have offered this morning. Give Him the glory. You can do it in the spirit or in your understanding, but let it emanate from your heart unto God. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. This morning it is testimony time. Please let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, breakthrough and healing within 3 months. I joined this commission on October 2016. During the service, God's servant said, if your life does not change positively within 3 months in this church, you are free to leave. I noted that statement and decided to put the God of Bishop Oyedepo to test if he will prove 1 Peter 5 verse 10 in my life that says, but the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and set to you. During Shiloh 2016, I sowed my Shiloh seed as instructed by Bishop. A few days later, the God of Shiloh paid off my 5-year debt of 5 million naira. Are we clapping for Jesus? I was already planning on doing something negative to myself because I didn't know how to pay the debt. I give God the praise. Also, on the last night of Shiloh, the goiter that I had for over 1 year disappeared. Let's give him praise. I give all the glory to the God of this great commission because my case is settled and different. The testifier is Olatuji O. Let's put those hands together for Jesus. Number two, deliver from satanic oppression via encounter at Shiloh. I am here to return all the glory to the God of my, to God for my sister's life and the recovery of what was lost during the crisis we faced. It all started when my little sister could not walk at age 1, but it became worrisome when she still could not walk at age 4. Then we knew something was indeed wrong. We took her to different hospitals, but the doctors all said the same thing, that her bones and muscles were normal and everything was okay. And so we took her home. On the second day of Shiloh 2016, I saw a girl on a wheelchair going to the entrance where Papa usually comes in through and ate the sand there, and she was healed. I was amazed. And when I got home, I told my mom, and the next day we came to Shiloh Grand and took the sand from the entrance of where Papa comes through, put it in a water bottle, and gave my sister to drink. As we got home, the neighbor who confessed that she took my sister's placenta to the coven died, and likewise our nanny. Let's celebrate Jesus. To the glory of God, my sister started walking after 9 years. Let's celebrate him. Also, God restored double of all our cars and houses that were sold during the crisis. One more time, let's appreciate God. To him alone be all the glory. There is God in Shiloh. The testifier is Okoehi Faith. For these amazing testimonies, please rise up on your feet. Put those hands together for this almighty God. Put them together for him.
Shall we lift up our hands this morning and magnify the name of the Lord for all these amazing testimonies? Let's thank him. Let's praise him. Let's magnify his name. He's a good God. He's the doer, and he's worthy of our praise. Lift up your voice, thank him, bless him, give him glory. And right now, begin to pray, asking the Lord to speak to you this morning from his word. Let him know you are here, ready for him today for an encounter from heaven. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please lift up your right hand to the Lord. Father, again this morning, we are gathered here. We thank you for the amazing testimonies. You are the doer, and we return to you all the praise. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for answered prayers today, corporate prayers, personal supplication. We receive our answers, and we give you all the glory. Right now, Father, speak to us. Our hearts are opened. Change our story again, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. A louder amen. Amen. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap offering. I'm sure you can make it bigger and louder this morning. Praise God. All through this week, in our covenant hour of prayer, we shall be examining the topic caption, Praying to Get Results. Praying to get results. Can you say that with me, please? Again? May that become our testimony from this day forward in Jesus' name. Let's read from Matthew chapter 7 as our text right now, verses 7 to 11. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. The scripture says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Let's take verse 8 together. One, two, go. And then verse 9. "Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone?" Verse 10. "Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent?" And together the loudest verse 11, one to go. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Now, by way of introduction, it's very important for us to understand as we take a look at this subject that for the redeemed, for the believer, for the Christian, for every child of God, and that's talking about you and me, our prayers are ordained for answers from the Lord. Our prayers are ordained for what? For answers from the Lord. Say with me, my prayers are ordained for answers. Say it again, please. My prayers are ordained for answers. Our prayers are ordained for answers from the Lord. And it's my prayer that as we get set for Shiloh 2019, beginning from this day forward in the higher dimension, our prayers shall never be in vain anymore. Amen. Next, we must understand that whatever we ask from God, believing, God is committed to answering. God is committed to answering. So ours is to ask, believing. God's own side is the commitment to answering. Whenever we ask in prayer from God, believing, God is committed to giving us answers to our requests. And this is made very clear in the text that we read just a while ago, Matthew 7:7. It says, "As you receive, seek, you'll find. Knock, the door shall be open." Not that it may. It says, "It shall." It shall. That gives us the word of assurance. It shall be open. Not that it may be open, but it shall be open. And then verse 8, it goes on to tell us, "Everyone that asketh does what?" And that includes you and me. Everyone that asketh, everyone. Everyone minus nobody, everyone that asketh, receiveth. From this day forward, you shall receive. Yeah. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22. Again, look at what the Bible says here, and this is very, very interesting. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22. He says, all things whatsoever. All things minus nothing. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. Say with me, believing. Say it again, believing. Believing, you shall receive. Underline that word shall again. Not ye may, but ye shall. You shall receive. Believing, ask believing. God is committed to releasing. When you ask in prayer, believing, God is committed to releasing the answer. And then in Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, Mark 11, 24. Look at what the Bible says here. Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe. Believe. Say it, believe. Say it again, believe. Believe that ye receive them and ye shall. You see the word shall again. Shall, and ye shall. Ye shall have them. Ye shall. Assuredly, you shall have them. So, whatever we ask from God, believing, God is committed to releasing to us in answers. I pray again for each one under the sound of my voice today that this shall become our experience from this day forward. And of course, very importantly, what we do not have is because we have not asked, or we may have asked amiss. James chapter 4 and verse 2 makes it very clear. You have not because you ask not. And from today, you will never ask amiss in Jesus' name. For us to be able to pray to get results, certain requirements must be in place. We shall take a look of just one of those requirements this morning. What are these requirements? This morning we shall be looking at the fact that we are required to engage in a bold approach. Engage in a bold approach. Pray boldly. Pray how? Pray how? Pray boldly. What's the meaning of boldness? Among other things, boldness simply means to pray with confidence. Pray confidently. Pray fearlessly. Pray with assurance. Be daring on the altar of prayer. We are required to engage in a bold approach. We can see this manifest in the life of God's servant in our midst every time. To prevail in prayers, we must approach the throne of grace boldly. How are we to approach it? Boldly. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 makes it very, very clear among other scriptures. Let us therefore come boldly, come boldly, come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So, a bold approach is required, a confident approach, not a beggarly approach. We pray fearlessly. And we see several examples in scripture, including the life of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verses 14 to 19. We see that encounter. Daniel and his colleagues would have been destroyed with all the other men in his days. But boldness. Daniel chapter 2, let's look at verse 16 and see what the Bible says here. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Daniel was bold enough. He approached the king. And then the Bible tells us clearly in verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. He prayed boldly. Shiloh 2019 is knocking at the door. As you make prayers, either for your own personal issues, pray boldly. Pray how? Pray how? Whether you are using the intercessory prayer guidelines for Shiloh, pray boldly. pray boldly. And as we get to Shiloh, you will see all the answers for the prayers you have prayed for. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. And very importantly, confidence in God will always secure answers to prayer. Confidence in God. We see this in the life of Elijah when he prayed on Mount Carmel. 1 Kings chapter 18, you can read from verse 24 all the way to 39. Elijah prayed with boldness, and the fire of the Lord fell. The fire of the Lord fell. As you also and I begin to pray with boldness, fearlessly, answers shall be speedily released in Jesus' name. Therefore, every time you approach God in prayer, pray with the expectation to get result. Pray with the expectation to do what? To get result. Pray with the expectation to get result. And as we do so, I see revival coming into our prayer lives individually in Jesus' name. From this day forward, you shall no longer pray in vain. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Say with me, from today, I shall pray and get results. Again, from today, I shall pray and get results. One more time, from today, as I pray, I shall get results. Please rise up on your feet with this understanding and lift up your hand to the Lord God of heaven and receive grace from him from this day forward to begin to pray with boldness. To begin to pray with boldness. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice. Grace to begin to pray with boldness to get results. From this day forward, no more praying in vain. No more praying empty prayers. No more praying without results. So shall it be. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, from today, grace to pray to get results, we receive it in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands, magnify the name of the Lord as you welcome God's servant to close us in this meeting.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God never lies. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of his word will go unfulfilled. Prayer is vain without faith. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from God. Beginning from today, your prayer life shall experience a turnaround. Yeah. Let's stop praying for prayer's sake. Let's start praying for answer's sake. Beginning from now, it will no longer be mere religious exercise. Yeah. Your prayer life shall continue to have proofs. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. We owe God thanks. So every item of prayer you are praying for Shiloh, make sure thanksgiving is involved. We have never prayed in vain here. Every parameter, attendance, impact, testimonies, have always been on the increase since the past 20 Shiloh. So we owe God thanks. Last year, for instance, the opening night increased by 18% in attendance. The evening session increased by 15.6%. Morning session increased by 60.5%. We are talking about globally. Awesome God. Every year has been steps forward above the previous since inception of Shiloh. Impartation service increased by 27.3%. New converts increased by 31.7%. Testimonies increased by 414%. Amen. Every year, something breaking forth. Last year, we had the largest registered foreign delegate, over 7,000 in church. YouTube increased by 41% across 145 nations. Facebook platforms increased by an average of 214%, with over 6.258 million people. Amen. Across 145 nations and 40 major languages. Come on, give the Lord praise. We can't wait. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. The God of increase, the God of additions, the God of multiplications. Celebrate Him. You answered us when we prayed last year. We have every evidence. We answer us again, and you have answered us again. So we are there. 15 days time, Shiloh takes off, and your presence is there in manifest dimensions. Lift up those two hands and thank Him. Thank Him and thank Him and thank Him. In Jesus' precious name, we are giving thanks. Somebody was planning to do something negative. The meaning of that is commit suicide. 5 million indebtedness. There is no hope coming from anywhere. Jesus wrote it off. Amen. In our walk with God, there's only one way to go. Go forward. What do you do? Don't let anything tie you down. Don't let any constraint tie you down. Shiloh is the ground where God will turn you around. Amen. So prepare yourself with excitement. There is nowhere to go. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Where do we go from here? Pharaoh is behind. The seal. He said, go forward. We don't go anywhere else. In the kingdom, we go forward. Amen. He said to Lot, now escape for your life. Don't look back, lest you be consumed. Genesis 19, verse 17. And Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. There is nowhere else to look but forward. Come on now. Where are you to look?
Forward.
Where are you looking?
Forward.
Where must you keep looking?
Forward.
There is nowhere to look but forward. In case there is some Pharaoh's army pursuing after you and the Red Sea in front, and there seems to be nowhere to go, where must you go? Forward. He said, why are you crying to me? Tell them that they go forward. We always go forward here. If any man puts hand upon the plow and looks back, he's not worthy of the kingdom. Please beware of satanic manipulation. Your answer is waiting at Shiloh. Don't let any devil keep you somewhere else. You have challenges, yes. You are not the only one that have challenges. Amen. We live in a world of challenges. I mean, challenges are here with us permanently. But we are not permitted to be defeated. All we need to do is to keep pushing the covenant. When I say in 3 months' time, that means if you are keeping the ark at the center of your heart, not if you are just coming, carry Bible, when they pray, you say amen, when you like. You can be there for 300 months, nothing will change. Praise God. Obed-Edom kept the ark alive. Actively sacrificed to the ark every day for 3 months. Not wandering around and say, they say my life will change. Your life won't change until you change. You must connect with God by covenant. That's the only way. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
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 Something's breaking forth.
Amen.
Say with me, there's nowhere else to go
but forward.
There's nowhere else to look
but
forward. Every
time
a driver looks backward, what is he doing? He's reversing. You look backward, you go backward. You look forward, you go forward. So, you are the one occupying the driver's seat of your life. Stop looking backward. And if you are looking backward, you want to go forward, you have accident. No, the only way to look, to go forward, is forward. Lift up your two hands. And just despise all challenges. I am coming to Shiloh, the mountain of change. I'm coming to Shiloh, the mountain of solution. I'm coming to Shiloh, the mountain of voices that show the way to go. I'm coming to Shiloh, where my answer is waiting. I'm coming to Shiloh, where my transformation is waiting. I'm coming to Shiloh, where the God of Shiloh will change my story. Come on now, begin to speak that to yourself. Challenges, you are not strange, but I'm overcoming you. I'm not permitted to be defeated. No. No, God has ordained this annual prophetic event for my desired change of story. Nowhere else to go but forward. nowhere else to look but forward. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. How many are going forward from now? How many are looking forward from now? There is nothing behind. It's already past. Amen. You want a new thing? Look forward. There is nothing about the past. It's already past. Don't let the past tie you down to the past so you don't pass away. Please look forward. Please go forward. There is nothing stopping anybody from being a full partaker of Shiloh. If you don't find any place on ground, climb the tree like Zacchaeus. Just, I must see Jesus. I must see Jesus. Not to feel. I must see Jesus. I must see Jesus. Lift up those two hands. The weak is declared your weak. Amen. Everything is answered in your favor. Amen. It's your week of testimonies. Amen. It's your week of fire on the prayer altar. Amen. It's your week of spiritual revival. Amen. It's your week of setting the pace for Shiloh 2019. It's your week of preparing your way for answers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let's share the goodness of the Lord and fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Welcome to a brand new week. Congratulate your neighbors.